This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today we're going to play a little game of start, bench, cut, fantasy style. Some players in the 2023 NFL season got some questions, and hopefully we're going to have some fun with some of the answers with my boy Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pot Energy himself. Before we get after it, just a reminder, make sure you're checking out our Betting Pros website, our Betting Pros app, because we've got all the breakdowns. Erickson and I just finished recording a podcast for player props. I got Pat Fitzmaurice coming on for an episode with the team previews. So we've got all your betting content for you at bettingpros.com for the NFL draft. And it is the best place to bet smarter, not harder. So go make sure you subscribe to the Betting Pros YouTube channel, youtube.com/bettingpros, and click that little bell for notifications so you know every time a piece of magnificent content drops. And don't forget, live on this channel on Fantasy Pros, the draft Thursday. That's right, you, me, Derek Brown. We've got Andrew Erickson, Thor Nystrom. We've got Matthew Friedman. We've got everybody. It's going to be magical, spectacular, the NFL draft right here on Fantasy Pros. So let's get after it, shall we, Andrew Erickson? And let's play a little game. You got your game face on, buddy?
Oh, you know I got my game face on.
All right, so let's get after it. Let's play a little start, bench, cut. And the first one I'm going to give you here is a fun one. It's running backs coming back with injuries, okay? So we've got Breece Hall from the New York Jets. We've got Javonte Williams, both of them returning from ACL issues. And then DeAndre Swift, who seems to be injured all the time. So between Hall, Javonte Williams, DeAndre Swift, start one, bench one, cut one. What do you got?
I'm starting Breece Hall. I'm going to cut Javonte Williams, and I'm going to bench DeAndre Swift. Now, the thing with Hall that I feel most confident about with him is he had a clean ACL tear versus Javonte Williams, who was a multi-ligament injury. So if I'm going to bet on one of them coming back stronger from their injury, I'm going to bet on Breece Hall, who I think actually was better as a rookie than we saw from Javonte Williams during his stint with the Denver Broncos. So Breece Hall, I'm still all in on buying, you know, as a second round draft pick right now, because I think that we're just going to get better and better reports as we approach the season, and his ADP is just going to keep going up. So for me, I'm definitely in on Breece Hall. And then when it comes to DeAndre Swift, well, he's on the bench because he's not even starting running back on his own team. So yes, he's going to be efficient on a per touch basis as he always is, but anytime he sees an increased workload, he ends up getting hurt. They signed Dave Montgomery to this massive contract. So Swift, someone that I'm going to have to keep on the bench until we start to see the volume work more in his favor.
All right, let's get to some veteran QBs, shall we? Some of the older guys under center. We've got Aaron Rodgers. We don't know where the hell he's going to play, and neither does he. What fun. We've got Derek Carr. We know where he's going to be. He's going to be in New Orleans now. And we've got Russell Wilson, who's going to be with another new coach and another new system in Denver, take two. So who's starting, who's benched, and who is cut from this quarterback trio?
Joe, did you look at my rankings? Because I'm pretty sure I have these guys back to back to back. So
I really have glanced.
I really appreciate this interesting crop of signal callers here, because I think it is very polarizing with these particular quarterbacks, kind of how to rank them and approach them this year. So for me, I'm going to be starting Aaron Rodgers. I'm putting Derek Carr on the bench, and I'm going to cut Russell Wilson, because when I'm just looking at, okay, they're all kind of in some new situations. Russell Wilson's still in Denver, but there's a brand new coaching staff. Derek Carr is now in New Orleans Saints. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be on the Jets. He has not been traded yet to the Jets. We'll see if he ends up being on the Jets or not, but I'm assuming that this is him on the New York Jets. So I want to start him because he has Garrett Wilson, because I like the weapons in New York. And I think that just from a perspective of like, who's the best quarterback talent wise, I think it's still Aaron Rodgers among these three single callers here. Russell Wilson fell off significantly last year, and it could just be that Russell Wilson's not good anymore. Like, that's still in his range of outcomes where he might just be washed at this point. So I'm afraid to really buy into Russell Wilson. So that's why I'm going to cut him. And then Derek Carr, look, he's fine, but he's not a quarterback in fantasy that I feel like I have to start every single week. So I'll just keep him on the bench and I'll play him in good matchups.
All right, let's do one with wide receivers. All right, little start bench cut with wide receivers on new teams. Okay, so Calvin Ridley now in the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've got DJ Moore now with the Bears. That still feels weird to say. And Juju Smith-Schuster with our beloved New England Patriots. I think I know where this one's going, but I want to know anyway. Start, bench, cut those three wide receivers in new spots.
Well, we'll get this one out of the way. We're cutting Juju. I think it's pretty self-explanatory why we're going to do that. Look, he's going from a Patrick Mahomes-led offense that was extremely pass-heavy towards a Patriots offense that is probably going to be a little bit more run-heavy. Mac Jones slash, you know, maybe a different quarterback is under center for them. It's just a downgrade across the board. Even if he gets more targets in the offense, you're not drafting Juju Smith-Schuster in any way, shape, or form as, oh man, this guy's going to be the reason I win my, like, he's just going to be another plug-in fantasy receiver 3-4 that you play in good matchups when you play when he's hot, etc., things like that, versus some of these other Patriots players. Just not someone that's going to really stand out. So he's going to get cut for me. Benching DJ Moore, though, is going to be the approach here. Look, the Bears offense, with how run heavy it was last year, they're going to be concerned with DJ Moore. Like, there are going to be some weeks where you're not going to be able to play him because in projected game script where they don't throw the ball a ton. I mean, DJ Moore, even with the Carolina Panthers throughout his career, has been a very volatile asset. Someone that's posted wide receiver 1 week and then posted wide receiver 5 weeks. So I think when it's all said and done, DJ Moore is going to be a fantasy wide receiver too. That's kind of what he's been his entire career. And that's where we're going to kind of continue to rank him. So he's not someone that I'm avoiding at any cost, but someone that I don't necessarily need to have on my fantasy roster. And that comes to Calvin Ridley, because I want to start Calvin Ridley. Because when I look at which one of these guys has an actual wide receiver one fantasy football ceiling, it's Calvin Ridley for me. He's already done it before. Trevor Lawrence is his quarterback. He's not coming off an injury plagued season. He's coming off a year suspension due to gambling. So he's healthy. And we've already seen him be a wide receiver one before. So I think that he has the most passing volume, the most talent of these three receivers. So Calvin Ridley's going to be in my starting lineup.
Yeah, the irony of DJ Moore finally getting traded and maybe being worse in fantasy. That's not a prospect I think a lot of people were thinking about, but it's out there. And if only Calvin Ridley had used betting pros, maybe he would have been more successful in some of his wagers. Let's get to some bounce back tight ends. Start, bench, cut. Now, again, these guys had all varyingly good or bad seasons, depending how you look at them. We've got Kyle Pitts on this list, Darren Waller, and Mark Andrews. Again, varying levels of disappointment in 2022. So start one, bench one, cut one for 2023.
Yeah, this one was the toughest for me, I think, of all the questions that you gave me with this this project here with start, bench, cut. So for me, I'm going to start with Mark Andrews, and I'm going to start Mark Andrews because I don't think that his talent is gone anywhere. Look, he had a down year without Lamar Jackson, missing some of the time, but we've seen Mark Andrews be productive with backup quarterbacks before, with Tyler Huntley. He just didn't happen to work out last year. So when I'm looking at these names here, Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews is still the guy that's the most proven producer in recent memory. So for me, I'm not going away from him. I'm going to continue to pound my chest for Mark Andrews. So Mark Andrews is my start here. Now it gets a little more complicated with benching and cutting because I do kind of like both of these players, but I'm going to bench Kyle Pitts because I just want to see if the Falcons change up their offense in any way, shape, or form. So I can't cut him because I know that if this offense changes a little bit, you know, what they do at quarterback, if Ridder shows a little bit of life, okay, I know Kyle Pitts has a really high ceiling because of how athletically gifted he is, how talented he is as a player. So I could really see him taking off, but I'm not so sure it's going to happen. So I'm going to leave him on the bench. And that ultimately leaves me cutting Darren Waller. Not something I necessarily want to do, but someone that's been dealing with a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. I'm projecting him to be the alpha receiver in that Giants offense. But if they add another receiver during the NFL draft, then you could be questioning, okay, how strong is Waller's target share going to be? How often is he going to be targeted with Daniel Jones as his quarterback? So there's enough question marks with Darren Waller, even though I like his projected target share, that I would be cutting him in favor of those other players.
It's tough to be the alpha when you're not on the field. And Darren Waller just hasn't been on the field much in the last couple of years. And he's an older player than people realize. People forget that that transition from wide receiver to tight end happened a little later in his journey in the NFL. But I'm with you 100%. I agree on all three of those. All right, let's close things out here on this one. Another running back one. So we come full circle in the game of start, bench, cut. Running backs with new teams. How about this one? David Montgomery, Rashad Penny, Miles Sanders, all three of these guys now with new teams. Erickson, who starts, who gets benched, and who gets cut for you?
I'm going to start Miles Sanders. When Miles Sanders first signed with the Carolina Panthers, I was ecstatic. I thought it was one of the best landing spots that he could get. Underrated offensive line, super explosive, efficient running back. Gets reunited with Deuce Staley and a couple of the Eagles coaches that were there with him in Philadelphia. And I think that he could see an expanded role in the passing game, catching passes potentially from quarterback Bryce Young. So I think that Miles Sanders maybe has a little bit more of Jahmyr Gibbs in his profile heading into 2023. So I love Sanders. I'm starting him. I'm going to put Dave Montgomery on my bench, because he's an RB2. He's a safe guy. You can start in good matchups. He's still going to split time with DeAndre Swift and some of those other running backs in Detroit. And let's be frank, like, Dave Montgomery's not that great of a real-life running back. He's not. But he's good enough, and that's good enough to have a spot on my roster, but most likely on my bench. I don't feel great about starting Montgomery every week, but on bye weeks, he'll be able to fill in. And then that leaves me to cutting Rashad Penny, because, look, we talked about it with Darren Waller. You can't produce if you're injured. To cut Rashad Penny, has been injured every single season of his career, and they signed him to basically no money. So there is no commitment whatsoever that the Eagles need to use Rashad Penny. They could draft a guy and be like, hey, this guy's better. This guy's healthy. Let's just use him. It could be someone they draft in the third round, the fourth round. There's still a couple of free agent running backs out there that they could potentially sign, from Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette. You know, Dalvin Cook has been rumored around. So there's a lot of options where they could just totally supplant Rashad Penny, and then you're left with nothing. So I'd rather cut bait now than later.
All right, one more for you. Thor Nystrom, Matthew Friedman, Derek Brown, start, bench, cut. What are you doing?
God. What do we do? Is this for real football? Is this for flag football?
No, real football. I think we know the answers to those questions too. But no, just in, you know what? I'm not going to make you do that, because I don't want you to, you know, your boss is one of those three people. So that's tough. So
I'm starting again, Matthew Friedman. That's the answer. Yes,
there you go. Everybody else is negotiable. You start the boss. That's what you do. You always start the boss. Great stuff, Erickson, as always. So glad to talk about some of these players with you. I'm excited to talk about so many more of them after the NFL draft. And don't forget, Thursday, April 27th, we will be here live, Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. Make sure you check it out, youtube.com/fantasypros. Subscribe today. Click the bell till it goes ding for notifications. Join us for the best NFL draft second screen experience that there is. While you're watching the draft, watch us, because we're going to break down the wagering. We're going to break down the fantasy. We're going to break it all down for you. But we can't do it unless you join us. So be there live for the draft along with us. Erickson will be there. I'll be there. You'll be there. It's going to be a great time. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Andrew, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.